For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. China has confirmed the death of a Chinese hostage who was being held by the Islamic State, issuing a statement condemning the killing and saying that those responsible must be brought to justice. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei expressed condolences to the family of the victim on Thursday, identified as Fan Jingwei, a freelance Chinese consultant. He added that China opposed any types of terrorism and will continue to enhance cooperation with the global community to maintain world peace and stability. It comes as the IS group included gruesome images of the bodies of a Chinese and a Norwegian man in the latest issue of its English-language magazine Dabiq, saying they had both been executed. Chinese President Xi Jinping is calling for the quicker creation of a free trade area of the Asia-Pacific. He's also calling for more connectivity across the Asia-Pacific region as part of a speech he's delivered to the APEC CEO Summit in Manila, the Philippine capital. Xi Jinping says that connectivity needs to be increased to harness the potential in economic and social development. The Chinese president is in Manila, among other leaders of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Grouping, for a two-day session. China took a major step on Wednesday towards the equalization of rural and urban education. The move comes as China's cabinet, the State Council, decided that government spending shall be the same for each rural student or migrant worker's child as their urban counterpart. A statement from the State Council said China will set a unified benchmark for public funds per student in rural and urban areas starting in 2016. Experts say the move will cost central and local governments more than 50 billion yuan, more than 2 billion U.S. dollars over the next 2 years. The fires left 6 people dead and another 3 injured at an apartment building in Xi'an, capital of northwest China's Shanxi province. The fire broke out Thursday morning in the building that serves as the dormitory for a furniture moving firm. An initial police investigation shows a man surnamed Xia had threatened to set the fire in revenge. The injured are in stable condition in the hospital. The Pentagon says the U.S. military has no plans to conduct coordinated operations with the Russians in striking IS. The statement is in line with the Pentagon's stance since Russia started its own air campaign in Syria on September 30th. The Defense Department has been accusing the Russian military of targeting Syrian rebels who oppose the Syrian government rather than IS targets. The statement comes as the Kremlin announced on Tuesday it was coordinating with the French military to step up airstrikes against the IS. Russia has confirmed that a bomb brought down a Russian jetliner in Egypt about 2 weeks ago, killing 224 people. Britain's Royal Navy warship HMS Defender will support the French aircraft carrier Charles de Gaulle in the fight against the Islamic State. The British Ministry of Defense said the ship will provide air defense cover for the French carrier to tackle IS. IS claimed responsibility for a series of terrorist attacks in Paris on November 13th. In a statement, British Defense Secretary Michael Fallon said IS is a threat to the security of the UK, as well as to France and the rest of Europe. HMS Defender is capable of carrying out anti-piracy and anti-smuggling activities, disaster relief work and surveillance operations, as well as high-intensity warfare. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will travel to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on Sunday for the 7th ASEAN UN Summit. A UN spokesperson said on Wednesday that Ban Ki-moon is expected to meet with leaders in the region, including the Malaysian Prime Minister. The Secretary General will also attend the signing ceremony of the 2015 Kuala Lumpur Declaration on the Establishment of the ASEAN Community and the Declaration on ASEAN 2015. The Secretary General will leave for Malta next Thursday to host the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting and to take part in a special session on climate change. Bon will then travel to Paris from Malta on November 28th for the opening of the climate conference and will return to New York on Monday. Dr. Zhuang Xiaoying, a young researcher from Shanghai, is one of this year's winners of the Sofia Kovalevskaya Award, among Germany's most valuable research prizes. Zhang was among 6 international research talents to be conferred the award by the Alexander von Humboldt Foundation of Germany. The 32-year-old associate professor of Tongji University is the 7th Chinese to win this award since 2002. She said at the awards ceremony on Wednesday that she would start her research project focusing on nanocomposite materials in December at the Institute of Continuum Mechanics, University of Hanover. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.